heritage. Our heritage is who we are. Buildings with heritage value are as important a part of the future as the new buildings going up today. A GSLP Liberal government will give priority and importance to heritage considerations and will act in close consultation with the experts in the field. As a result, we will not permit the destruction of important heritage sites like the Rosier tanks or the colonial-style houses which have been sold to and demolished by private developers. Heritage Trust. We will re-establish a relationship of respect and cooperation between the Heritage Trust and the government. We will not seek to interfere in the business of the Trust at all. The Archive. We will digitalise, insofar as possible, the content of the Gibraltar Archives. The Archives will move to the Gibraltar Garrison Library. This will involve the creation of an online archive of photographs of Gibraltar and Gibraltarians with the help of the community and of professional photographers. This database will be available to the whole of the community online at no fee. The Mount. It is totally wrong for the government to have allowed the Mount to deteriorate as it has. We will properly maintain the buildings at the Mount for the benefit of the whole community. Gibraltar Woman, a new tourist attraction. We will make a new world-class heritage site of the place where the first Neanderthal skull was found. The skull of Gibraltar Woman. She is the first recorded Gibraltarian, and we will make a world-class tourist site for visitors and Gibraltarians to see where she lived. GBC in camera. As part of our commitment to the full maintenance of the heritage of Gibraltar, we will work with the Gibraltar Broadcasting Corporation and have transcribed and issued as a book the collection of the interviews in the In Camera series, which was a series of interviews with Gibraltarians who have formed part of our recent political history. Old Police Barracks. We will redevelop the old police barracks into housing for our people. Our scheme will provide for multi-storey car parking for the flats to be provided in the redevelopment, as well as for existing homeowners in the area. The redevelopment will be done with a view to keeping the look of the existing buildings. Wellington Front. Wellington Front needs to be entirely refurbished in order to make the most of the city walls and provide premises for clubs and societies that need to be centrally located. This will also involve having to deal with the problems of flooding in very wet weather.